I often say that the relationship between China and Russia is not as cozy as Putin would have people believe. Famously, before Russia began its illegal and unprovoked war of aggression against Ukraine in February 2022, Putin went to the Beijing Winter Olympics, and he said there was a partnership without limits between the Russian Federation and the People's Republic of China. Well, it definitely does have a limit. Was many limits. For example, Russia not voting, sorry, if China not voting Russia's way in UN resolutions on the Ukraine war, far less sending troops and so on, at least pretends not to sell weapons, doesn't sell too many, and so on. The Chinese drive a very hard bargain. Really, Russia's just another European imperialist power to them. Remember, they lost all that land north of the Amur River in the late 19th century to the Russians. They'd rather like it back. Maybe they'll take it back one of these days. I think Russia's not quite weak enough. They're very circumspect. They've had a few border clashes with, India in recent years, one with Vietnam in 1975. But, they're surprisingly cautious, overcautious, I would say. But the power of Siberia Pipeline One, that's been a symbiosis for them. Russia makes money. This energy-thirsty Chinese economy gets the oil and gas it needs. But come on to the power of Siberia Two Pipeline, which at the moment is just a project. So, because Power of Siberia is going from Yakutia and Irkutsk in central Siberia, and crosses over the river Blagoveshchensk to Heihe, and then how to pronounce it, the Chinese city. All right, so that has been fully operational since 2022, and Putin was there partly to celebrate that. 338 billion cubic meters of liquid natural gas to China every year. Then there's Power of Siberia too, and this was not one being finished, maybe never be finished. So that's taking gas from Western Superior Siberia. The Yamal Peninsula is very north, goes up into the Arctic Ocean, and it would take a different route through Mongolia. So it wouldn't have to cross the Yamal, the Amur River, such a wide point, and into northern China. And it would have an even greater capacity, something like 50 billion cubic meters a year. So that is enormous. Now, Russia needs this partly because they've lost most of the European market. About 50% of the European Union's liquid natural gas came from Russia before this war. It's like under 10% now. It's going to go down. The European Union would like it to go down to zero. I don't think it's ever going to go quite down to zero. Slovakia and Hungary got these carve-outs and so on. But all right. So, Russia is losing out partly these good business partners paying a good price, and obviously not having to transport it so far. The further you transport it, there's a cost to that, and so on. So the deal has been delayed about the feasibility of the project. I mean, I think it is doable. The cost of it, okay, so this is how much it's going to cost. Who's going to finance it? Who's going to lend the money to do this? Because you're not going to get the product for a few years. You start building the pipeline, and you want the product as soon as you can. And the thing is also, how financially worth it. How much is the price of gas now? We know what it is. We know what it's going to be tomorrow. We definitely know it's going to be like in 5 years or something when the project is completed. What if gas prices are appreciably lower? Then it takes longer to repay these loans, and with interest, it might be scarcely worth it. Okay, and who bears the risk of something going wrong? For whatever reason, the project is aborted. The Ukrainian agents might blow it up. I'm surprised they haven't done this more, but I suppose they don't want to hack off the Chinese, but they might say China's helping Russia so much, we might as well do this. And North Korea sent troops to fight on Russia's behalf, and they wouldn't have done that if China had at least tipped them the wink that this is acceptable, and so on. So there's been some memorandum of understanding, nothing legally binding. I mean, neither state obeys its own laws at all. So we know the approximate route for this one, okay, but it would require compressor stations. It's a mammoth project, and so we're selling, I mean, overwhelmingly to China, slightly to Mongolia. China might even re-export some of it as well. China uses a lot of coal, but polluted very badly. Even the Chinese are starting to take account of the environment, because they had such high cancer rates. Plus, they've got sub-replacement fertility, and one way to delay their demographic implosion is to at least extend life expectancy. Then we needed to lift ourselves out of poverty. Well, mission accomplished. Now we need to have a decent environment. So there are other factors. Obviously, China's making progress with renewable energy, and having it is at the third largest land area in the world. They've got an enormous capacity to catch solar power, wind power, and obviously look at their littoral wave power, hydroelectric power. So they were actually going to need less hydrocarbons in future. And you have to say, if this project is finished in 5 years, is it worth it? Probably. 10 years from now, how worth is it to keep this pipeline going? Might not be that worth it. What about 20 years? What about sort of looking down the 50 years down the line? We hardly use hydrocarbons. So is it worth building something we only use for 45 years, very roughly? And that's questionable. And that was one of Putin's major objectives in his state visit to China, to get President Xi Jinping to sign off on this, and he hasn't. So that was one of the deliverables which has not been delivered. So China is, many would be buying the liquid natural gas. Is China with the very deep pockets? Russia's got very little money to spare to lend the money to build this, and would have huge leverage over this. Okay, we want this gas. What they say, actually, we're going to pay you less than we originally agreed. Russia, what are you going to do? Not sell the liquid natural gas at all, because other countries want to buy it. How are you going to transport it? Transporting by sea is pricier. So it could be a huge, sunk cost. This is stranded infrastructure if you build it and then it's not used. So this mega pipeline. So Russia can't get this going unless they're sure the Chinese commit. Yeah, we're definitely going to buy X amount of gas for X amount of years. Maybe he agree the price of the first few years, see what the market price is beyond that. So pricing formulas, that's tricky. The devil's in the detail, and so on. And they always underestimate the cost of these projects. The Chinese drive a very hard bargain. They argue every penny. I mean, obviously they had very little money until recently. People find it embarrassing Western countries to argue over trifling amounts of money, but the Chinese don't. For them, it's face. It's not losing face as it would be here. And they might be have to be Chinese laborers. China might insist you have to hire, Chinese equipment, buy Chinese construction equipment or whatever to do it. So there's a double gain for them. Okay, so Russia doesn't have Europe as a premium customer, particularly Germany. Gazprom doesn't have less bargaining power than ever. So, because they've lost Europe, Russia's in search of alternative markets. And China was the very obvious one. There are limits to how much liquid natural gas even China needs. China's doing very nicely, thank you, purchasing liquid natural gas from Qatar, Australia, even the United States, from Central Asian countries. Obviously, Russia doesn't like that, being pushed out of its near abroad, its sphere of influence, and so on. That no, they don't need Moscow's permission to do anything if they're Kazakhstan or whatever. Nuclear energy expansion in China mean that there's less and less need for Power of Siberia. It's questionable if Power of Siberia will go ahead at all. So at this stage, completing in 5 years would maybe be on the optimistic side. I think like 10 years now, and there's a serious chance, like I can say a 30% chance, it will never be completed. What say you? So that is a setback for Putin, and obviously not something the Russian state media will be reporting, that they didn't get what he wanted. Took a lot of Russian business executives, partly to mirror Trump. We can offer you attractive deals as well to the Chinese, but they've got very little to offer China. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.